Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We got a new video up there. We got a new poll question this week. We got a lot of new stuff there. Dozens and dozens of new articles and podcasts of past interviews that we've done in as recent as yesterday. So we put new things up all the time. Don't forget to check us out. We're on the social media. We're on the usual suspects of social media sites. Just think of my name, Jim Blasingame. And, of course, we also have a mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check that out, and you'll find us there, too. Don Cooper is our guest. He's a great member, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the sales heretic, and we're talking about attitude. And, Don, you were saying at the break, you know, that we should hire for attitude, and I've told people for a long time that, you know, that you can teach them all the other stuff, but you can't teach positive, you can't teach intelligence. Find smart people who want to work for you, who are positive about people, who like being around with the humans, who are capable of being grateful to customers, understand the concept of the value of the relationship with customers. Find those people and teach them what they need. Get them the experience. If you've got if you don't have those things in a person who has a lot of experience, I just don't think there's not even any question, Don, about which one you hire.
I agree. I was talking with a owner of a boat dealership a few years ago. Small dealership. He had two salespeople, one grizzled old veteran and one young rookie. And the rookie was selling rings around the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though the veteran had years and years of experience, he was complacent and didn't believe he could learn anything new thought he knew it all. Meanwhile, the kid was hungry to learn. The kid wanted to know everything he could. And so the kid was taking advice from the owner. The kid would do whatever he was told to do. He was looking for how to get better. And so he was selling like freaking crazy,
mm-hmm.
while the old guy was not selling well at all because he didn't really care anymore. You know, if he ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So experience is really overrated. What you're looking for is the right attitude. Because attitude is your biggest determinant of success.
Especially these days, Don, where the way you find customers and build relationships with them and get them to even give you any of their time has changed so much over when I was a young pup selling. You know, all the experience, Don, that I have, and I mean, I've got decades of high-level international sales experience. A lot of that is still valuable, but if I tried to do business today the way I did business 10 years ago, I would be out of business.
That's very true.
In terms,
Jim,
of finding customers,
is overrated.
Giving time, giving them. I mean, the way people want to be treated, it hasn't changed. The way humans want to be treated hasn't changed. The way that how they spend their time, how they allocate their time, the way they think about acquiring products, that's all changed, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, how they communicate has changed. Priorities have changed. Fears have changed. A lot of things have changed, and we have to be able to keep up with that. So one of the keys, when I talk about a negative attitude versus a positive attitude, one of the keys is willingness to adapt. That's an attitude. How willing are you to learn new things? How willing are you to try new things? You know, because being unwilling to do things differently is a negative attitude,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the things that will kill your sales.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to adapt and adopt and experiment, you're not going to see increases in your sales the way you would if you were willing to try new things.
I'll give you a quick example of a story that I heard. This guy who'd been around a while, he had a few gray hairs, was trying to reach a younger customer, and he'd email this customer. He had left him voicemails. The guy wouldn't call back and respond about the proposal that he was considering. And he was lamenting about this to a person, and this person said, well, have you texted him? And he said, what do you mean? He said, well, the younger people, sometimes, she said, how old is this person? He said, he's about 30. He said, sometimes they prefer to be texted, to have texts sent to them. She said, do you have his cell number? He said, yeah. So she said, what do you want to say? And she typed in what the guy wanted to say and sent the text. And in about 2 minutes, he gets a text back. Oh, yeah, but come by tomorrow and we'll talk about the proposal. It was as simple as not realizing that email, as new as we think about email and voicemail, it was as simple as those two not being the way this customer wanted to be reached. But he did right. want to be reached by, and you know, I've got people that prefer to, that I reach them on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Yep. There are people that prefer to be reached via social media.
Right.
Or texting, and there's some that still prefer the phone.
And folks,
prefer email.
The topic here is not so much Twitter and texting at all. The topic is being willing to adapt, right, Don?
Yes. Yeah. That's part of the attitude you need to be successful. And you need to watch out for negative attitudes creeping up into your mindset that can really sabotage your sales efforts.
Don, give us your
that
website,
includes,
please. Give us your website, please.
Don Cooper. DonCooper.com.
So check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Don says he has some ideas on if you get yourself into a funk, from wherever it's coming from, whatever source it's coming from, how do you get out of that? And what happens if your business is causing the problem for your salespeople? What do you do about that? 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.